The way that I read the agenda is that discussion and presentation of scope of Rutter High School athletic improvements meant that we had progressed from the July meeting when the board voted to go to the one-step process, that everything had gone out for requests for proposals and so forth, and the board was going to hear the recommendation by the committee on who should be selected. But that's not the case at this point.
No, we slowed the process down because when we brought that to the board in July for the two-step method, we were prepared as a district to make that recommendation, but the board didn't want to go two-step method. They said they want to go one-step method at CM at risk. At that point, school had begun and started, and then we wanted to make for sure that everybody's on the same page. So we went back and just went through a procurement methods, all the different type of procurement methods that are out there, to make for sure that our school board was completely educated on every method possible, because we didn't want to go through another meeting or a procurement method and the board not be 100% educated on all the different procurement methods. So we went through that, and that's what we're bringing to them this Monday night, is a recommendation, which is, to go through the CM at risk one-step method and move forward with that. Just make for sure we're all on the same page, because we want to make for sure that we go with a unified message.
And also resolve the concerns of those who spoke back in July, who represent local firms, that they felt like they didn't have as fair of a shot as they felt like they deserved.
I think your word there is as fair as they thought. Yes, that's a true statement. So we're going to start over, and the whole process will begin. The advertisements, the whole thing will start over again after we talk to the board and get direction Monday night.
And if I'm translating this correctly, the one-step process is that those who are interested in being the construction manager of this project, they're going to submit their proposals and submit their proposed fees, and then there will be a committee that will come up with a recommendation that will be delivered to the board at some point in the future.
That is correct. The difference between a two-step and a one-step is your fees are part of your proposal. In a one-step and a two-step method, you go on qualifications first and you negotiate the fees. So that's the difference in the two, a big difference in the two. So we'll move forward with that after Monday night, and we'll do our advertisements, and we'll do everything we're supposed to do legally, and then we'll get that process started again so we can get that project, get it moving.
And if you can recap again what the proposal is for the improvements out at Rutter?
Yes, sir. It will be the addition. We're going to lump all of them together. It's going to be the addition of square footage at Rutter Fieldhouse. And then we are going to look, the part of the proposal will be to add press box storage at both Rutter baseball and softball. And then to add a practice field for the girls softball and a practice infield for the boys baseball programs. And then there's one other part of the project we're looking at, if the board's pleasure, of course, if they want to add a restroom/concession stand to the girls softball complex.
And then back to the square footage addition, part of that is the multi-purpose room, and the rest are coaches' offices and locker rooms and dressing rooms?
Yes, we have a multi-purpose room. We have a multi-purpose room/weight room. We have some locker room additions and restroom facilities and a coach's locker room.
The budget had been announced at around $2 million earlier this year. Has that number changed?
It's right at $2.5 million is what's left in our construction fund. Nothing changes. It's still the same. We had the same amount of money we did in the first proposal, same exact amount of money.
Okay.
Nothing's changed except the method in which we're going to go about securing a CM at risk. the whole process is just that we're starting over. The project remains the same. The procurement method that we went on the first one, the board wanted to go a different direction, so we're going to bring forward the CM at risk one step method, but nothing else changes except that procurement method.
And the reason that you're bringing this portion of it now, 3 months after the board decision, was because you had everything else that you had to get done to get the school year going.
School year had to get started. We had to talk to the architect, make for sure that the school administration understands the one-step method, that we're going to make for sure that we follow all the legalities, the laws, the statutes. I mean, when you start over, you start over. And that's the research, that's everything. You want to make for sure that you did everything correct. So we all started over. But starting with the school year beginning, we had a lot to do with the start of school, too, and that slowed the process down after that July meeting.